It's midnight, and you know what that means. Don't. Yeah. Citizens, to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. My name is Kilroy McFadden, and I am your host.
And then she grabs hold of her shorts and pulls them back, and her pussy was pierced.
Tonight, I'm going to be talking about Ragbri. That's Ragbri. R-A-G-B-R-A-I. The Register's great annual bike ride across Iowa.
Wouldn't that be Trag Bri?
And Jim Grady's a fucking asshole.
We figured this year we probably all have done at least our weight in alcohol.
So there I am on Rag Bri this year, just driving around, trying to stay interested. And I started noticing that a lot of the groups of riders were like in uniforms, and they had their own team names. Some of the team names were very interesting, you know, Team Dildo, Team Twat, whatever. So I decided to talk to him and find out what the history of some of these names might be.
I'm standing here with the leader, or one of the leaders of Team Gnarly. He's about to tell me how they got their name.
Well, when Ragbri ended in Fort Madison in 1988, we had this gentleman who was kind of gnarly himself, and we ended up carting
him. By gnarly, you mean
real weird.
Okay.
He was trying to get free beer, free cigarettes, free rides across town, free rides to the airport, anything he could get. He thought the world owed him everything, and we ended up carting him all around. And the next year, we decided to ride Ragbri, and we named ourselves Team Gnarly in honor of the gentleman who left a lasting impression on us.
Have you ever seen him again?
Yes, we saw him in Lehigh, Iowa about 6 years later, and we were at a pancake breakfast, and he was sitting alone at a picnic table, and we all gathered around him. He didn't know that he was our namesake, and we had a team photo taken with him.
Okay, let's start with your names. You are?
My name is Greg Larmer, but everybody calls me Stimpy.
Okay, and you are?
Dave Fairgreave, I'm known as the Dave.
All right, Dave and Stimpy, the Dave and Stimpy, they are on Team WASP. Let's start off with, what does WASP stand for?
We are sexual perverts.
Really? How'd you come up with that name?
One of our founding members came up with it, big 80s hair band fan, and...
Oh, not that WASP.
Well, we kind of took it from that, and we expanded, and we kind of try to live by that, I guess.
What's the team motto?
Where morals just mean no fun.
That is a great motto.
And boy, do we have a lot of fun.
Try to live up to that.
You try to live up to it. Well, what's the memory everybody else has of you that's the most notorious?
Probably one of our founding members in the wet t-shirt contest last night. A male team member in the female wet t-shirt contest.
Did he win?
Well, they kind of shut down the whole contest before there was actually a winner named, so I think they all split something. I don't know if he got any of that prize or not, but...
Was that the contest that was going on top of the red bus last night?
Yeah, outside the bowling alley where Swing Crew was playing.
Okay.
He was the one in the girl's half shirt.
What was you guys?
Yeah, we had four team members in that contest.
How long have you guys been together?
This is our first year, about 4 months.
The first year ever, and you've already got like the official bus and team gear and all that?
Oh yeah.
How much did that cost to put together all at once?
We probably only have maybe $3,000 in the whole thing.
Well, ain't bad.
Not at all.
So do you guys do other rides besides Ragbri?
Yeah, we do like to do a lot of the bar rides in Cedar Rapids. We put two or three of them together just around our area, and then we go to the Burr ride down in Rippey, and the Tom Webb ride, which is coming up August 23rd in Waterloo. That's a memorial ride for one of our friends. His team lost a team member a year or two ago, and all proceeds are donated to his daughter's
wet t-shirt contest.
You won the wet t-shirt contest?
Yes.
She's like, what do I have to do for one of your t-shirts? The one I was wearing. I'm like, Well, so she flashes me. I'm like, okay.
No, everybody flashes.
So then she's like, wait, wait. And she sticks her tongue out, and her tongue was pierced. And then she shows me her belly button, and her belly button was pierced. And then she grabs hold of her shorts and pulls them back, and her pussy was pierced. And I'm like, okay, you in a t-shirt. And then I threw it to her, and I'm thinking, wait, I gotta get a picture of this. So we took her out to the bus, and my bus driver takes a picture. She's holding it back. Oh, wait a minute, camera's not working. She's still holding it back. She was showing it off for about 2 minutes while the illustrious bus driver got the camera to work. It's priceless.
What I was doing.
It was a good one. That was probably one of the best times at Van Wert. I'll remember that one. That was a good time. Closed the town.
Off route.
Yep. No cops.
No cops.
Drank the whole bar out of all their beer.
Are you kidding? You guys went off route.
Yep.
The whole team.
Yep.
Yeah. Us and buses. Team Bud, Team Tallywhacker, Brickies was there, yeah. Team Wasp. I don't remember if Shocker was there or not, but
Diego's
were there. By the time it was all said and done, 4 hours, 5 hours later, there was 7, 8 buses there. One little bar, and it was just packed. Street was blocked off by us, and fun was had by all. That's all I can say.
The two arrests that didn't happen were locals.
Yeah!
Your name is Team Tallywhacker. How'd you think of that name? How'd you decide to call yourself that?
Kyle came up with that one.
Kyle?
I don't know how you do that.
Would you care to explain yourself?
I guess all you can say is think of a baby holding an apple and a very drunk night, and it just sort of comes to you.
That made no sense whatsoever.
What is a tallywhacker?
What is a tallywhacker? I'm asking you what a tallywhacker is.
Come here and I'll show you.
Yeah, okay. How long have you guys been together? As a team?
Well, we've been tallywhackers for how long have we been? 5 years. We've been together as a team for eight years.
What were you in the preceding 3 years to becoming tallywhackers?
The year before we were the Dingleberries.
Oh, so you're taking a step up.
Yeah. Priapism.
Priapism? What does that mean?
Kind of a state of constant erection.
Oh, really?
It's a medical term. We have a theme going.
Yeah, you kind of do, don't you?
It's not a going theme.
Sort of a lower abdominal.
Yeah.
Right.
Depends on how well the ride goes as to whether it's in the front or the back.
I'm standing here with Todd, one of the founding members
of
Team Blonde.
Original members, yes. Not, I wouldn't say founding, but an original member, yes.
Alrighty. First off, I noticed this week a lot of you are wearing blonde wigs. Are any of you actually blonde?
There's only a couple of girls on our team that are naturally blonde, but no, that's the irony behind the team name is because of bleach blonde hair.
How did you guys get the idea for this?
Well, three of the founding members, Ross Buchel, Travis Cook, and actually there was a third guy who actually wasn't really riding with the team, but they bleached blonde their hair about 5 years ago for Ragbri and tied a few too many on one night and went to bed with the rest of the Ragbri, and there was a sea of tents in the campgrounds, and woke up about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day, and they were the only tent out there. And when they rolled out of their tent, the guy picking up garbage, he had one of those stabbers that was picking up garbage. He goes, "Well, what's your name, Team Blonde?" And they all looked at each other and said, "Yeah, that's what our name is." So that's how the origin of Team Blonde started. So,
what do you think other people remember you most for?
I don't know. We're kind of a tight group of individuals. We come from many different backgrounds. We all went to college together, most of us, and we're just the teams that go on Ragbri are actually pretty unique because if you're a member of Team Blonde, Team, you know, Hayes or Team Last Call will sag you if you're out there on the route and, you know, having trouble or whatever. So I think,
well, now I've heard that term before. What does it mean when you sag someone?
Well, if you've got mechanical problems, you can't go any further, or if you're tired or whatever, if you're out there by yourself and your team isn't actually there, all the other teams will pick you up. If they drive by and see you, you flag them down. All you got to do is flag them down and say, you know, you're with team so-and-so, and they'll put your bike up on top of their bus and throw you in and take you to the end town or whatever, or wherever they're going. So it's pretty unique. It's pretty neat little subculture, if you want to call it that, of rag rides.
We're Lizard Kings. It's based on Jim Morrison of The Doors, and our team model is Let It Roll, Baby Roll, all week long, which is based off the song Roadhouse Blues, which is it grew up from the fact that a couple of us like The Doors, and we put it all together, and we came up with a shirt color and design. And so for the last 9 years, we had shirts, and we put different models or sayings on the back of each shirt, like legs furiously pumping and things such as that from The Doors albums. And then we finally this year broke down and got ourselves jerseys. So we're officially reaching the high point.
All right, after 9 years.
This is our 10th year.
10th years, how far you've come. What's the plan for next year?
We're gonna get shorts. Yeah, we're gonna get shorts. We have a team bus now. And
is it painted with spray paint?
We're voting on new members. We're gonna have to have two vehicles now because we're getting too large for our own good.
Okay, question. Yep. Is the bus painted with spray paint or is it really painted?
It's well, we call it the blue bus based on some Doors. It's a silver bus, the blue stripe for the blue bus, and then we always say the blue bus is calling us. You know, the blue bus is calling us. Comes out of some of the songs. And now we've put a bike rack on the top and we've turned it into, took an old school bus, converted it out, tore out the inside and put in an oak interior, made it comfortable for people to sit. Not practical, but comfortable.
Great. I'm standing here with Team Gourmet. Can you tell me why it's called Team Gourmet, first of all, Gourmet?
Well, we basically drive ahead of the riders every day and set up shop at the host house. And we had three chefs this year. Joe was one of them.
Wait a minute. You guys have real chefs along?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get a clue about this. Go on.
Okay. And it's organized by Wayne Santee.
Oh, Wayne Santee. Okay.
Yeah, he's over there if you want to talk to him.
Actually, yeah, could I?
Okay. You know, this is my 16th rag ride. I've ridden all but the last three because I've come into a little bit of ill health. After our first several rag rides, living out in the tents and everything, I used to like, or my family, when we would go, we used to like to stay out in the towns that we rode through, not necessarily in the host town. But sometime during the course of the afternoon, you say to yourself, boy, I've got to go and find my tent, find my gear. I've got to be able to get new clothes. I've got to go take a bus to a shower, take that bus back, take another bus to the church to eat. And then sometimes if you were late, you didn't even have, you know, there you had to go search for someplace else. And I said to myself, you know, I think I could do this. And it just so happened the following year, we were going through a town, I think it was Mason City, and there were some friends of one of our riders there, and we had talked and said, if you pick up these groceries, can we come out to your house and I'll cook it for you? And it was a big success. So the following year, we tried to do it, and we were very limited with supplies because it's very difficult in this hot sun to keep everything frozen and cold. So we never did have a planned menu. It was what was thawing the fastest is what we made that day. Now that we've got a little bit more sophisticated with our ovens and our freezers and refrigerators and stuff like that. Now hold on, you actually bring ovens, freezers, microwaves? We know what the typical Iowa home is. It's, you know, I'm from Illinois, it's the same thing. You have a one range, they all have Corningware tops, which everybody says they look good, but they don't cook worth a darn. They never have refrigerator space for us, and what we asked for is just a lot of counter space so we could work. And because of the quantity of food that we make, we have to have a lot of BTU, and you can't get that up, can't get that off electric in most regular ranges. Now we can saute a gravy or something like that and a sauce of some sort on their burners, but we bring our own grills. We've got a lot of BTU gas grills. We've got we have a 6-foot charcoal grill that gas that we can take for when we make the ribs. We have warming ovens, we have refrigerators and freezers with us. So we could actually go into the campground and cook. In fact, next year is our 10th anniversary, and one of my thoughts is it was going to be the old days.
The old days?
That's going to be the theme. We have a theme every night, and everybody's got to dress to that theme. And next year, I think it's going to be for the old days. One day, we're all going back out into the campground, and we're going to cook in the campground, and everybody's going to sleep in tents and use the cowboys just like we used to do long, long, long time ago.
How many teams do you guys cook for every night?
Well, this year, we've brought 27 people in our team. We wanted to... It depends on our menu. If our menu is really sophisticated, we need more time, and because there's time restraint in how long we have to cook, we can't cook for that many people. So we brought 27 team members this time around, and we plan to cook for anywhere between 50 and 60 people. Last year we brought 40 people and we cooked for 75 people every night, but the menu wasn't as sophisticated as was this year.
I'm standing here with Team Spin, and they're about to show me what their team's about.
Actually, there's two versions. There's the male version and the female version.
What's the differences?
Well, you'll have to.
Okay.
You're the DJ. You talk.
Okay then. Donna is right now bending in front of me. That is great!
Keep talking. You're the radio man. He's
I'm speechless. Should I buy you dinner now?
Sure. That was my enjoyment.
That was great.
Maybe now we get the female version.
Oh.
Yes, but you're going to need to either strap that helmet on or take it off. Probably the sunglasses also.
So right now, Jim?
Jim, yeah.
Jim is preparing to show me why Team Spin...
It's all in the application.
All in the application. He is putting a sticker in his mouth, bending over to a luscious young lady.
Okay.
Oh, bending her over.
Face him.
Oh, she's trying to...
Stand there. I'm getting spun.
He has lifted her upside down and put the sticker onto her crotch with his mouth.
Oh, God. You guys have been spun.
Wow, cool.
That's Team Spin.
That is great.
I'm fighting you guys next year.
All right.
Team Spin, it's all in the application.
Great.
So, how do you pronounce this?
Homunculus.
What does that mean?
It's Latin. Its literal translation is little man in your head. And if you look at the caricature on the side of the bus.
Well, let's go around and look at the caricature. Walking around the side of the bus. Okay, there's a guy with really long arms and a tongue sticking out. Tell me about that.
And really big hands.
Okay.
It used to be that...
The big hands are the important part?
Just a second. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. years ago in psychology, there was a belief that if you have more touch senses in your hands, and you have more senses in your lips and your tongue, right?
Yes.
And so if your body looked as your senses feel, that's what you would look like.
Oh, I think I've seen drawings of that before.
Yes. So most people have more feeling in their hands, so homunculus has big hands. And you'll notice he also has he/she.
Right.
Okay. He/she has big lips because you've got a lot of feeling in your lips, and a very huge tongue because you've got a lot of feeling in your tongue, and rather large genitalia.
Yeah, I see that.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes.
How did you decide to become this team? How many years ago did you start?
Oh, we started a few years ago, and you notice we have Cocopelli Riders.
Cocopelli Riders?
Yes, yes. Goddess of sex. Sex Riders.
Groovy!
Yes, so you have a homunculus because, you know, Rag Bri is all about all your senses. You eat a lot, you ride a lot, you get a lot of tired, and, you know, you drink a lot, and... you know, you just kind of feed all your senses on Rag Ride. So that's how we really came up with our name after our first experience at Rag Ride. So what's your name?
My name's Steve Kaufman.
And how are you associated with the team?
I'm actually a fireman in California, and one of my friends went on Rag Ride with the team 5 years ago and came back to work, told me about it, and I've been here ever since.
What is the name of the team?
The name of our team is a Team Escape from New York.
Escape from New York.
Correct.
Is that named after the movie?
Well, they actually got the name from the movie, but the majority of our team is made up of a New York City fireman. And about 13 years ago, six of them, two brothers and some cousins, mostly family members, saw an ad and came out here for Rag Ride 13 years ago. And then they started going back and telling, you know, friends at work and relatives and stuff, and the team's kind of grown. Our biggest year was last year. We had 65 members, and the reason being was we lost three of our members in the World Trade Center, so everybody that had ridden with those three members came back last year kind of as a tribute to them. But we normally average between 30 and 40 members each year, and it's actually a pretty diverse group now. It's not just firemen. We have flight attendants, nurses, an attorney, some teachers, and it's just kind of grown. It's, you know, within that pot, you know, one person tells another person, and it grows and grows and grows. And but it's a great family. I mean, we get along really good, and a lot of us go to New York, like they're doing a street naming for John Moran, which is one of the first members on our team to come out here that died in the World Trade Center. And they're naming a street after him in Rockaway Beach, New York. So we're going to all go out to that and show up for that, support that.
And well, that's great. You guys are the first bi-coastal team I've met out here so far.
Okay.
I'm standing here with Rudy from Team Blaster. Rudy, do you want to tell me about the story behind the name Team Blaster?
Actually, you ought to hear from the original old man Blaster, one of the three Blasters that started this, doing this ride years and years and years ago.
Okay.
I think it was the original team that actually pulled the sound machine behind the bicycle.
A sound machine?
Yeah, car stereo sound system in a kid buddy wagon.
How did you guys power it?
Two motorcycle batteries driving a car stereo system.
And that was really unique at the time?
It was it.
Oh, nobody else was doing it at all?
No.
What kind of
music? Now everybody does it. And it's fine. I mean, we think it's great.
Hey, you started it.
Well, yeah.
What kind of music were you playing the first year?
Kind of music, Tom?
Mostly classic rock.
What you kids now call classic rock.
Yeah.
Us kids?
It was rock at the time, now it's classic rock.
Okay. Some pop country western stuff, but mostly just pop. Rock music.
Great.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame that more and more people aren't out there enjoying themselves on the ride more, because the ride is actually out on the road instead of in many of the team buses that too many folks are using. And they've become part of the nation, and those who are within the know will know what it means to be part of the nation.
Want to let us in?
No, those that are in the know what it is.
Oh, man. The SAG Nation?
SAG Nation.
That's what the nation is?
Those that sag. Those that sag instead of ride are part of the SAG Nation.
And it's just happened more and more over the years.
We believe this is a bike ride, not a bus ride.
Right.
Blasters have always been known as a hard-riding team that enjoyed partying. And there's nothing wrong with the party. We love the party. We're always looking for that curve, for that critical mass of those special moments that make Rag Ride. And you find it on the road. You find it in the pass-through towns. It's not on a bus.
So what you're saying is that you're finding there's a lot of people that are hard partiers and sometimes just ride?
No, there's a lot of hard partiers who ride. It's the opposite. There are a lot of riders, a lot of very good riders out there that ride every mile that are very good partiers. We enjoy being around. As opposed to the folks that get there on the bus. You know, it's we're not tourists.
Got it.
I'm standing here with Rebecca of Team Habitat. Tell me about Team Habitat. You say it's a leftover jersey?
Yeah, we all took a cross-country bicycle ride a couple years ago, and we've never done Rag Ride, though, so we thought we'd come down here. There's folks who've done this ride every year for the past about 6 years, so there's about 10 of us total. Half of us didn't know the other half was here, so.
What was Habitat about?
Oh, it's a fundraiser for New Haven, Connecticut Habitat for Humanity. It runs every year, and anyone can go, so check it out on the web.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And Jim Green, he's a fucking asshole.
Who's Jim Green?
He's the dumb motherfucking cocksucker that's in charge of Rag Ride.
Really? Okay.
Okay, let's do this again. He is the dumb motherfucking cocksucker that's in charge of Rag Ride. All right, bitch on your arm or not?
What's that?
Bitch.
Go right ahead.
B-I-T-C-H, all right?
Hold up the sleeve, yeah.
Don't hit me, okay? I can't swing back, dude, you know what I'm saying?
I only like fighting people that fight back.
I can't fight back, man. I fucking just partied my ass off and I rode all week long.
The one time I beat up someone that couldn't fight back, I had to be in therapy for a month afterwards to deal with the feelings of guilt.
No, that's okay, man. Just don't hit back, alright? We'll be okay. We're all good to go, okay?
Okay.
Bitch. B-I-T-C-H. I gotta get it all down so I know what to do, okay?
Okay.
He's got kind of a long arm.
He does have kind of a long arm, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about the long arm, okay? So just back off, dude. Don't hit me, dude. Stop fucking running, dude, okay?
Okay. See, other people will hit you for me.
Go. We've been waiting for you, man. We got beers in the van. We'll just get profusely drunk on what? We're drinking heavily now?
Profusely.
Okay, bitch. Fuck you, see you later, Dad.
See ya. Lately, I've been thinking about the past. Everybody calls me Stimpy. About the good times. We are sexual perverts. And have they all come and gone? And are there more years behind? Okay, you in a t-shirt. You spin, it's all in the application. I'm speechless.
Those that sag instead of ride. Are part of the SAG Nation.
And Jim Green, he's a fucking asshole. And Jim Green, he's a fucking asshole.
Kind of a state of constant erection.
We're officially reaching the high point.
We figured this year we probably all have done at least our weight in alcohol.
What do I have to do for one of your t-shirts, the one I was wearing? I'm like, well, so she flashes me and like, okay.
Oh, everybody flashes. Lately, I've
been thinking about my vices. So then she's like, wait. And about the prices. And she sticks her tongue out. That I'll later have to pay. I've her tongue was pierced. And then she shows me her belly button, and her belly button was pierced. And then she grabs hold of her shorts and pulls them back, and her pussy was pierced.
You've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know Show. The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show is produced by the MechMad Group. The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show is recorded at I Am Sad. The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show can be heard right here at midnight on Wednesday. The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show is part of the Spankwagon Radio Network. The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show is not vanilla yogurt.
My name is Gilroy McFadden. Good night.
Should I buy you dinner now?